This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. In Central Asia, Kazakhstan today was hit by a tragedy. A Bek Air passenger jetliner with close to 100 people on board went down shortly after takeoff from Almaty Airport after hitting a concrete barrier and a building. According to the Russian Itar TASS news agency, at least 7 people were killed, down from an earlier estimate. Dozens of others were injured. More from AP's Mike Hempen.
Officials say the plane had 98 people on board when it crashed in Almaty. Kazakhstan's deputy prime minister says investigators are looking into 2 possibilities for the cause, pilot error or technical failure. He says the plane's tail hit the runway twice, indicating it struggled to take off. A survivor says the plane started shaking less than 2 minutes after takeoff.
That's AP's Mike Hempen reporting. The ill-fated plane was described as a 23-year-old turbojet, last recertified to operate in May. Bek Air Flight 2100 was headed to the Kazakh capital when tragic fate intervened. Aviation expert Mike Vivian suggests weather could have been a factor.
This airport is known for icing conditions, severe icing and fog and mist. And indeed, on this occasion, the temperature was very low. It was minus 12. Although the sky was relatively clear, there was some fog and mist, smoke and mist.
Disaster officials in the Philippines now say that Typhoon Fanfon on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day killed at least 28 people. Another 12 are missing. Tens of thousands of people evacuated their homes, with many turning to improvised shelters in schools and government buildings. For more on any of today's top stories, please go to voanews.com. Or for news on the go, be sure to download the VOA mobile app so you have it with you at all times. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu easily won a vote to remain the Likud party's leader. Reuters' Sierra Lee reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has won a vote to remain at the helm of the Likud party. It's a boost for the embattled leader ahead of what is likely to be a hard-fought general election in March, the third in less than a year. Netanyahu is under indictment and fighting for political survival. In November, he was charged with corruption in 3 criminal cases, and he has twice failed to form a government in the wake of 2 inconclusive national ballots. Netanyahu's centrist rival in those elections, Benny Gantz of the Blue and White Party, was also unable to form a coalition government.
That is Reuters' Sierra Lee reporting. A search for a missing tour helicopter with 7 people aboard has been dramatically expanded off the U.S. state of Hawaii. AP's Matt Small reports.
The Coast Guard says efforts are being made to locate a tour helicopter that disappeared last night in Hawaii. The aircraft's owner is said to have alerted authorities about 45 minutes after it was due back from a tour of Kauai's Napali coast. The helicopter has an electronic locator, but so far, no signals have been received. 2 of the 6 passengers are believed to be minors. I'm Matt Small.
The U.S. military is offering details on the death of a U.S. Special Forces soldier in Afghanistan this week. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
A spokesman for U.S. forces in Afghanistan says Sergeant First Class Michael Goble was with his unit when its members discovered an undisclosed amount of Taliban weapons in Kunduz province Monday. Goble was killed and an Afghan service member wounded by an explosion as they were clearing out the cache. The Taliban had claimed it targeted the group with a roadside bomb.
That is AP's Ben Thomas. Well, as we near the end of 2019, it's a time to remember some of the prominent people we lost during the year. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
People like Congressman Elijah Cummings, who championed for the poor and for immigrants.
What country is that? This is the United States of America.
Retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens was the leader of its liberal wing and a proponent of abortion rights and consumer protections.
At the very least, I know that learning on the bench has been one of the most important and rewarding aspects of my own experience.
Ross Perot ran for president in 1992. He recorded the highest percentage for an independent or third-party candidate since 1912.
You don't care about anything but making money. There will be a giant sucking sound going south.
Lee Iacocca became a folk hero, rescuing one of Detroit's big 3.
You know, when I first took this crazy job, they were ready to bury Chrysler. Last year, you made us the fastest growing car and truck company in America.
And the leader of the Islamic State group was killed.
Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead.
I'm Ed Donahue.